أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله. من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this lecture, I would like to give you some information about the gift giving in the Prophet's seerah. In another word, I would like to speak in detail about giving the gift in the seerah of the Prophet. How was it, and how was Prophet saying about the giving the gift? Actually, it is a very important subject that we should understand it at first. And we should know it, and we should get some information about this subject. And then we should speak in details the roles of the gift giving and the seerah of the Prophet, and what is the advice of our Prophet, peace be upon him, about giving the gift. These are the things that I will tell you, and I will talk about this matter in this lecture. About the importance of gift giving, let me tell you some narrations from the Prophet, peace be upon him. Our Prophet said, إِذَا قَدِمَ أَحَدُكُم مِّن سَفَرٍ فَلْيَقْدِم مَعَهُ بِهَدِيَّةٍ وَلَوْ يَلْقَى فِي مِخْلَابِهِ حَجَرًا. It is a saying from the Prophet, peace be upon him. He says, whenever you go to a journey, and when you want to come back in your home, then it is recommendable and it is preferred that you should bring with yourself a gift for your family, for those who lived in the house, and those who remained in the home. If you do not possess such amount and such money to buy some precious gifts for your family, so it makes no difference. Then bring and buy some cheap gifts for your family. Maybe your children, your wife, your brothers, your sisters, your parents, they are waiting for you, and they like to have some gifts from you. So when you return to your home, then bring some cheap gifts for your family and for your kinship. Our Prophet said in the end of this hadith, وَلَوْ يَلْقَى فِي مِخْلَابِهِ حَجَرًا. If you do not possess such amount, it makes no difference. Take some stones with yourselves and put these stones in your bag and bring them for your family. It means that do not come with empty handed. Bring something, even if some that thing is very cheap and very small, so it makes no difference. So it is better that you bring some gifts for your family. Another hadith from our Prophet, peace be upon him, he says, مَنْ دَخَلَ السُّوقَ فَاشْتَرَى تُحْفَةً فَحَمَلَهَا إِلَىٰ عِيَالِهِ كَانَ كَحَامِلِ صَدَقَةٍ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِ مَحَاوِيج. What does it mean? This hadith came in Wasail al-Shia. Our Prophet says, whoever enters the bazaar and then buy some gift with himself and bring it for your home, for your family, for his family, So then when he come back, it looks like a person who carries some charity for the poor people. It means that it is very precious. It means that it is very important that someone who brings some gift for his family. So it looks like a person who carries some charity for the poor people, that they are very needy and they need a lot and they are very poor. So it has such rewards before the Almighty Allah. When we understood the importance of this matter, let me give you some rules that came from our Prophet, peace be upon him, and he advised that how should be the rules of gift giving. And here I will bring for you, dear brothers and sisters, some hadiths and some narrations from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. The first thing which is very recommendable and very important is this, that whenever you buy some gift for your family, for your relatives, for your children, for your wife, so you should thank it before buying the gift, that this gift should be in near the need of that person. I mean that whenever our wife or our children, our brothers, our sisters need some things, so then we can buy some things as a gift and we can give it as a gift to them. It is very important. So the hadith is this, that our Prophet said, نِعْمَ الشَّيْءَ الْهَدِيَّ أَمَامَ الْحَاجَةِ. The best gift is that gift which is near the needs. I mean that whenever someone needs something and according to their needs you give something as a gift, it will be very preciousable. It will be very important, and that is the best gift that you can give someone, because he needs that. And also you understood that needs and you prepared a gift according to his or her need. So it is very important. The second thing is this, that gift, whenever we hear the word of gift, of course the material things came in our mind. And we say that, oh, we should buy something and we should give something material as a gift, while it is not like this. There is a saying from the Prophet, peace be upon him, that words wisdom, wisdom saying, that is the best gift that you can give to someone. If you advise someone, if you say some precious saying to someone, if you say to someone a very important saying, so that is the best gift. So gift does not mean that only you should buy something. That should be a material thing. No, no, no. Now, let me tell you this hadith from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, نِعْمَ الْهَدِيَّ الْكَلِمَةُ مِنْ كَلَامِ الْحِكْمَةِ. If you want to know the best gift, let me tell you that the best gift is that gift that is a word from the words of wisdom, a saying from the saying of wisdom, a advice from the advices of wisdom. That is the best gift. When someone needs to be guided, if you guide him, that is a gift for him. So gift is not only a material thing. The third thing is this, that whenever you give the gift, when you buy something and bring it for your family and you want to distribute it among your family, so it's better that you should start from the your daughter, your sister. It is better that you should do that, as it comes in the hadith from our Prophet, peace be upon him. He says, وَلْيَبْدَ بِالْأُنَاثِ قَبْلَ الذُّكُورِ فَإِنَّ مَنْ فَرَّحَ إِبْنَتَهُ فَكَأَنَّمَا اِعْتَقَ رَقَبَةً مِنْ وُلْدِ إِسْمَاعِيلِ. When you bring some gifts for your family, it is better that you should start distributing of the gift, and you should start from your daughter, from your sister. So you should do this because they are more sensitive, and if you give them at first, they will become more happy. The fourth thing which our Prophet said, and it is also one of the roles of the gift giving, that it is good that you should give the gift to those that they do not give the gifts. Let me tell you this matter a detail. I mean to say this, that some of the people, they do not use to give the gifts. If you give the gifts to these kind of the people, so it will be very good. And there is a saying from the Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, وَهْدِ لِمَنْ لَا يَهْدِي لَكْ. You can give the gift to those who do not have this habit to give the gift. So it will be very good and very recommendable. The fifth thing about the roles of the giving is this, that our Prophet said, whenever someone gave you a gift, you should not reject that. You should accept that. And it's not good that someone gave you a gift and then you reject that. Our Prophet says, and it was the habit of our Prophet, whenever someone wanted to come to see the Prophet and to visit the Prophet, and they used to bring some gift, our Prophet, peace be upon him, he used to accept that. And he never rejected the gifts. And then he used to advise the others that, oh people, you also should do the same. I mean that you also should not reject the gift. Our Prophet said, وَلَوْ أَهْدَى إِلَيَّ كَرَاعٍ لَقَبِلْتُ. If someone came and gave me a gift, while that gift is not precious, and that is not expensive gift, and that is very cheap and a small gift, I will accept that. Even if someone come and bring a piece of the meat of the sheep, then I will accept. If someone come and give me as a gift a piece of the bone of the sheep, I will accept. Our Prophet used to do that, and it is a very good habit. And again, our Prophet said, لَا يَرَدُّ الرَّجُلُ هَدِيَّةَ أَخِيهِ. A person will not reject the gift of his brother. And it is not a good habit that we should reject the gift of our brothers. We should accept that. The sixth thing about the rules of the giving the gift is this, that we should repay the gift. I mean that when someone gave us a gift, we also should try to repay that. And we also should give a gift to him. Our Prophet said, لا يرد الرجل هدية أخيه. فَإِنْ وَجَدَ فَلْيُكَافِئَهُ. A brother will not reject the gift of his brother. But wherever he finds some opportunity, he will repay the gift. And he also will buy some things for his brother. As he brought for him a gift, so he also will try to find a chance to find this opportunity to buy something as a gift and to give this gift to his brother. So it is also a role that our Prophet, peace be upon him, said. The last one, which is one of the role of the gift giving, is this, that our Prophet says, whenever someone gives you a gift, you should not suppose that is small. You should suppose that gift is very important. And it is also a saying of our Prophet. And our Prophet used to do that. And whenever someone came and they brought some things for as a gift, then our Prophet used to embrace that and used to make that importance. And even his feeling was showing this habit, that he became very happy as he received a gift. So it is a very good habit. Now let me tell you and talk some of the functions of this gift giving. Of course, you brothers and you sisters know it, that gift giving, it is a cultural thing, and it differs from one society and from one culture to another culture. And of course, this giving gift has some important functions and some important effects in the society. And it is better that we should focus on that and we should think about that. And it came in the saying of our Prophet, peace be upon him. One of the functions of this gift giving is this, that whenever you give a gift to someone and the other person, he receives that gift, of course, it will increase the love and likes among the people and among those people who are exchanging the gift. And it is very natural thing. Of course, if someone gave us a gift, we will become very happy and we will love him, a person who gave this gift to us. And it is a natural thing. And our Prophet also said this, tahadu, tahabu. You should exchange the gift between yourselves because it increases the love among you. And the more you give, and the more you exchange the gift among yourselves, the more the love will be increased among you. Tahadu, tahabu. Tahadu fa'innaha tadhahabu bizzaga'in. And it is, of course, the seeking function of the gift giving. If you give a gift to someone, if there is some dislikes among you, if there is some hatred among you, this hatred will be finished and will go away. And except that, I mean, instead of that, then the love will come among you people. As our Prophet said, Tahadu fa innal hadiyya tudhaful hub wa tadhhabu bighawa'il sudur. You should exchange the gifts among yourselves, because this gift will increase, will double the loves among you. And those hatred which is in your heart, they will be disappeared and they will be finished. Again, our Prophet said, Al-Hadiyatu Rasul Mawadda. This Hadiyya will become a cause for Mawadda, a cause for love, a cause for Mahabbat. And it is also a saying from our Prophet, peace be upon him. In conclusion, I will say that, of course, the gift giving has a very important role in the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And he himself used to give gift to the others. And he used to receive the gifts from the others. And gift has different types and different kinds. We should not think and suppose that there is only material kind of the gift. No, there is another kind of the gift that is very good saying, in a good advice, in a wisdom words. These are also a kind of the gift. Whenever you write a letter for your friend, when you give a good SMS for your friends, as the technology nowadays for the social communication developed and progressed, and by using these developed technology, so we can exchange the gift in another case, I mean by writing a message, by giving a letter through email and something like that. So by advising, by saying some good words, these are also a kind of gift. And I hope that we all should learn this habit, and we should give the gifts to each other, and we should exchange it, and especially for our close relatives and for our family, we should do this, and whenever they need something, and we should give the gifts when they need it, because that is the best gift that we can give to someone. I hope that we could use from this golden saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much.